Praying and learning about the souls in purgatory isn't just about some obscure devotion that has nothing to do with anything else in your life. The souls in purgatory are an incredibly important key for you to be delivered of the family curses and generational spirits that you have been suffering your whole life. You must do this, all of what I'm going to explain, before Christmas, and I'll tell you why later. Every person alive right now is under some generational spirit or some sort of generational curse. And if these obstacles were removed, then our path to holiness would be significantly easier. For a long time, I didn't even know if it was a Catholic teaching until I learned the distinction between generational sins, which we don't believe in except original sin, and generational spirits and curses, which we do believe in as Catholics. To understand this, you need to understand, first of all, that demons and angels have been given authority by God over ever-increasing circles, over one person, a family, a neighborhood, a city, a region, a state, a country, and then even the whole world. So a generational spirit is a demon of a particular vice or sin that stands over a family, tempting the family and trying to gain control over the family to shape that family into its own image. They typically enter when some sort of grave sin is committed. A curse, on the other hand, has been brought into the family through occult means such as witchcraft or Freemasonry, and they tend to affect the family members' health, finances, but even their ability to have faith or to have happy marriages. They can affect almost any area of our lives and can look similar to a generational spirit. There are two main problems in removing generational spirits and curses. The first one is figuring out if you have one and what it is. The second one, once you know what it is, praying hard enough to have it removed. The sources that I'm using for this video are a three-part series by Father Ripperger and the book The Liber Christo Method. It is difficult to figure out if we have one because they hide behind other spirits. A family where you see a lot of alcoholism may not have a generational spirit of alcoholism. Rather, it may be fear of rejection, which leads to disconnection and loneliness. And then they give in to the sin of alcoholism. Their root spirit appears to be alcoholism, but it may really be something else. Even if you figure out what it is difficult to remove because as long as the injustices before God remain that brought it in and kept it there in the first place are still there, it can claim the family as its rightful territory. In other words, if the debt before God is still there due to whatever sin it is, then you're not going to be able to cast it out. All debts must be cleared. Here is where the souls in purgatory come in. Since a generational curse or spirit can have come in the family as far back as 4 to 5 generations ago, we often have no clue what was the door. By offering masses for the souls of your ancestors, you are doing two things. One, drawing them closer to heaven, thereby increasing their intercessory power for you here on earth. Then this can make it so that they obtained for you the grace to know what is a generational spirit and how it came in. With that same action, number two, you are clearing the debt here on earth so that the demon loses its power. Along with this, Father Ripperger recommends that Our Lady of Sorrows obtained for you the grace of knowing what this generational spirit is. He recommends a simple prayer, and that within a week, often people are shown by her. Even if you do find out, since they have possibly been in your family for years, possibly hundreds of years, they don't want to leave, and you need intercessors, both the saints that have the specific virtues to counter this vice, but most importantly, your ancestors now in heaven, praying for the deliverance of your family. The main problem has to do with numbers. For your whole family to be delivered, you have to get as many of them to cooperate so that the generational spirit can leave. All of them have to work together. Since that's usually unlikely, it's hard to convince your living family to believe and have faith. This isn't the case with your family members that are in purgatory. When they become delivered and entered heaven, they can become the part of your family that significantly reduces the hold of the generational spirit. When your ancestors reach heaven, several things happen. First of all, this means that all the debt they had before God is cleared, which means that reparation has been fully made for your sins. This gives the demons much less power to stay and hold onto your family. Secondly, their intercessory power is significantly increased, which means they can convert your family members in order to help you, cast out the demon through their collected prayers, or obtain the grace for this to happen, or all of these things. This can make it significantly easier to do our part as well. We must develop the opposite virtue and then cast that demon out using binding prayers appropriate to the situation. Now, why before Christmas? Well, if we have ancestors still in purgatory, which we probably do, Christmas Eve and day is the day that the most souls in purgatory are released, and therefore the day where you can most likely obtain either their complete deliverance or at least that they go much higher in purgatory. So this is what you need to do. Get the book, The Liber Christo Method. I'll put a link in the description and read it. It will explain with more detail what I've been telling you. Second, watch the three videos that I talked about on generational spirits by Father Ripperger. I'll link that in the description. And then third, make a list of your ancestors for at least the past three or four generations, more if possible. Then have masses set for them either individually or enroll them in a mass association or Gregorian masses. Be as generous as possible. It may take more masses than you realize. Now, even if those masses won't be celebrated before Christmas, if you have them offered, you can ask Our Lady to obtain the grace in light of future masses. I will have a list of some of the best places to have masses said either in the description below or in a link to a document with all of those places. This is where you must do your homework, research the above information, and then begin. My friends, if this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.